Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. I had the pleasure of meeting our guest today, Lena Kennedy, at the airport in New York City. She is the president and chief executive officer of Alexandra Professional. To tell you a little bit about her, with a passion for excellence and a gift to inspire others, Lena Kennedy has become a leader in the beauty industry with Alexandra Professional Body Sugaring. This past year, she was a top 10 finalist for PBA's National Beauty Pitch and has been nominated for a number of awards, including most recently Niagara Entrepreneur of the Year Awards 2015 in the International Trade category. Lena has been featured in numerous national beauty, spa, and aesthetics magazines across the globe and is a sought-after speaker for beauty trade shows across North America. Our guest today, Lena Kennedy, president of Alexandra Professional. First, let's learn all about Alexandra Professional. What is it? What are you involved in?
Wow, I'm exhausted just listening. I didn't realize I was so busy.
You know, you're busy. You're doing fine.
Okay, well, professional body sugaring is something that's been around since the Egyptian days, you know, since the Cleopatra days. What we did 25 years ago is modernized, improved a very old technique to make it more acceptable in today's world. And even with all the improvements and research that we've done to create a theory to go along with it, there are still some women, some Middle Eastern women, who practice the ancient art and actually make this at home. So you can go on the internet today and you have like 1,000 different recipes to do this at home, but it'll never match up to what we've created for professional treatments only.
So what are these treatments? Could you go through the process of what this is? I saw some of it on the internet, but if you'd explain it in layman's terms, what the process is.
It's hair removal. Original function of professional sugaring is for hair removal. From head to toe, man or woman, there is nothing we haven't successfully treated other than deep inner ear and eyelashes. Nothing. There is no limitation. There is no skin color. There is no hair type that we cannot treat. No other hair removal, no other form of hair removal, including laser and electrolysis, can claim this. This is what we do. And now we've theorized everything from all of our research, and we can teach how to gain permanent results fairly quick. It's a system, and it works phenomenally.
Okay, so you have a product that you sell all over the world for this?
Yes, to professionals.
What is the name of the product?
It's a body sugaring product. It's a sugar paste. So the company name is Alexandra Professional.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be, in the early years, Alexandria Body Sugaring. And then we converted to Alexandra Professional because we expanded inside the realm and outside the realm of professional hair removal. So we decided to create a different, more all-encompassing brand. But it actually started as Alexandria Body Sugaring, using sugar paste to extract hair from the body. On children as well, we've done a lot of amazing things.
Now, this is hair removal on the face, on the leg,
head
on the arms.
To toe. Telling you, Brian, head to toe, on a man or woman, other than eyelashes and deep inner ear, we have treated everything, whether it was medically requested, which we work a lot with doctors, or aesthetically desired because, you know, smooth is in.
Okay, now did you invent this? Is this your
invention? The theory is mine, yes. Professional body sugaring theory, the Kennedy theory, a.k.a. Lena Kennedy, is, and you know, I lived in Austin, so it was a little bit funny when I was there and came out with my Kennedy theory there.
Oh, they thought it was about the assassination.
It's the only thing I kept in a divorce, huh, is the last name Kennedy, because it's really good internationally.
Okay.
But yeah, it's, so the theory we created, and basically the theory for sugaring hair removal, and also the new Kennedy technique theory, which is actually patent pending now.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your role as president and chief executive officer of Alexandra Professional. What do you do in this position?
I try to do as little as possible, but it hasn't happened yet. Basically, I have a really great team, international team. So we have an office here in Buffalo. We have a almost 20,000 square feet near the airport. We have another 10,000 square feet in Canada, St. Catharines, Ontario. And then we have about 38 international distributors that we work with. So here in America, we don't have distributors, only because it's a little bit funny market for that. Our product requires a lot of good education, a lot of practical education, theoretical education, product knowledge, support. And a lot of the beauty suppliers here tend to want a quick sale. That's not who we are. Now, there are other sugar companies since then. Of course, it's been 25 years we've been on the market. And unfortunately, they kind of haphazard develop. So they don't really care about the education. And they should. Otherwise, it would go away. The professionalism of and the great results we can offer people would go away from the market if our company decided to step away from the market. That's how strong we are. That's how dedicated we are to the education. So in America, we go more with, you know, we train and certify educators across America. We work a lot with the NACIS and ACS program, which are the accreditation for beauty schools across America.
Okay.
So we work a lot with the schools there. And there are like thousands of them, and we're actually starting to train. It's been about 3 years now where we're training beauty schools, certified beauty schools, state-certified beauty schools, to carry our system, to teach our methodology into the schools. And, you know, that's going to be an ongoing process for the next 20 years, but we're in. That's a game we decided to be in, and we're very strong at it. We're the only sugar company in the world to be approved for CEUs in the beauty industry, which is continuing education units, which most estheticians, licensed estheticians, have to get. And then internationally, we set up, which is what I do. I set up international development. So, you know, we source out, or they source us actually now, distributors, beauty suppliers, or strong companies that want to bring our products and system to their markets. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 15 years.
Now, you're an entrepreneur, so you create new opportunities for yourself and Alexandra,
and for others.
Professional. Let's talk about your entrepreneurial spirit, your motivation, and what you've been accomplishing as an entrepreneur. Lena Kennedy.
I've always been in a market to learn and create since I was a child, you know. Remember the days, you might remember though, Brian, the days where we used to do Christmas caroling.
Right.
Well, that's how I made money to pay for everybody in the family's gifts, you know, when I was a kid, like 6, 7 years old. You can walk the neighborhoods back then and knock on doors and sing and make a quarter or a dime, right?
Right.
So I love to make money. I love to create things. And I never stopped. And this opportunity kind of came along at a time where I was doing some side translation work in Canada for a couple of magazines. And then I had started a company called Highway to Fashion, which was taken after Highway to Heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, so I did a Highway to Fashion. So I would kind of rent a really nice van and take some doctor's wives and lawyer's wives to a beautiful restaurant up in Canada, and then take him to Toronto to shop and on Spadina, where I knew some designers, and made money that way. And then I was going to create Highway to Fashion and start going internationally for fun, right? Mm-hmm. So women paid you for this, and of course the designers paid you for bringing them, and then you made money selling. And then I had a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this came about. Lots of stuff happened in between.
What
there.
Happened with the car accident?
Well, the car accident was the biggest turning point of my life. That's why I'm writing the book, actually, called Sweet Revolution. Remember I told you I was going away in November, so I'm going to do that. Sweet Revolution, get this book finally written because I've promised it to too many people now for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. But the car accident was a big turning point. It was very damaging physically. I was in the hospital for a few weeks. I had, you know, kidney burst. Almost every rib was either fractured or broken.
This is in Buffalo, New York?
No, that was in Welland, Ontario.
Okay.
And I was still living in Canada back then. And anyway, they sent me home after about 3 weeks. And, you know, I went through temporary paralysis. And I was having trouble doing my translation. And it was really tough. I didn't know how well I was going to heal. So black and white fact. Mm-hmm. I was in bed. In order to heal the kidney and the spleen, they said you either can have surgery or you can stay in bed and let it heal itself. So I decided I'll stay in bed.
Okay.
And I cried myself to sleep one night. Really, really cried myself to sleep. Mm-hmm. Looking for an answer because I didn't know. I was raising my son by myself at the time. He was like, I think he was like 6 years old. And so I fell asleep asking for an answer of how I was going to heal, what I was going to do with my future. And fell asleep. Now, I don't ask and keep my eyes closed. So I woke up the next day, and, you know, the remote is with you, so turn the TV, clicked it once, clicked it twice. On the second click, there was a yellow caption at the bottom that said, Women Inventors. It was a Deanie Petty show when she was doing the show in Toronto.
Right.
Morning talk show. Like, oh, all right, perk up. Somebody will be coming over soon to give you my coffee and whatnot. And there it was. She had all these women inventors on there, and I'm like, oh, very cool. And that's where I saw body sugaring for the very first time. It was a Middle Eastern man, Canadian, who married a Canadian woman, and she went on a show, and they brought their old system from where he came from back to Canada. So she opened one location. In fact, it was very near to where I used to live in Toronto. And so I got on the phone, and I called them. And the rest is history, very big history.
Well, it's a wonderful success story of Lena Kennedy. She's involved with international sales and distribution with Alexandria Professional. She travels worldwide. Some months she's in Russia, other months she's in Europe and all over the world. Our guest today, the president and CEO of Alexandria Professional, which is located in Amherst, New York. Lena Kennedy, the president. If you're listening in Toronto, Buffalo, or Manhattan with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. A little bit more about Lena Kennedy, founder and president of Alexandria Professional. She's been featured in numerous national beauty, spa, and aesthetics magazines across the globe. She's sought after speaker for beauty trade shows across North America and truly enjoys sharing her over 20 years' experience of knowledge. As a past salon, spa owner, and past sugaring practitioner, Lena Kennedy has gained insightful experience with multinational skin and hair types. She has appeared as a guest expert on several TV talk shows in North America and has appeared as a guest expert on several TV talk shows in Europe, Italy, Australia, Lithuania. She's a true pioneer, entrepreneur, and aesthetics visionary, always looking to improve the total well-being for participating spas, medical professionals, and most importantly, their clients. Lena Kennedy, our guest on the Rusk Report. Now, you're a volunteer also. What type of volunteer work do you do?
Well, our goal in our company is to kind of link, you know, because we're really involved with women, although lots of men have these treatments done now. But the beauty industry is always thought about as women. So I deal with like countless women all over the world. And we belong to the shelter for abused women in St. Catharines. We're very strong donators for this facility and also for one here in Buffalo. And so what I want to do is try to connect a lot of our distributors with this association called, I don't know if we talked about it, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
Oh, good.
I love the concept of that. I went to one big event at the Penn Center in St. Catharines, and we must have had like 1,000 participants there, from lawyers and doctors and firemen and, you know, city workers and brothers and uncles and everybody. And it was really a lot of fun. And it just helps to bring a lot of awareness. So that's my job now is, you know, I've helped a lot of women around the world kind of get their lives together and financially and do a career and things. And so, you know, eventually I'm going to be knocking on their doors and say, all right, let's get together on this. And so that's our passion in the company, is helping that.
Now, you're listed as an author, and mm-hmm. I know you're going to be writing a book on your exciting and successful career. What have you authored so far?
I'm a constant writer. First, our educational book, of course, in our company. That's actually used by most beauty companies in the world right now. And I write a lot of articles for professional magazines, but everything is inside the realm of the beauty industry. This will be my first time kind of stepping out of that to write this little history of mine.
Wonderful. Now, you speak, I imagine, all over the world mm-hmm. about body sugaring, Alexander Professional. Tell us what you talk about in these talks.
You know, it's not just about the products. A lot of the discussions I have is how to conduct their businesses, how to bring more clarity in their lives. So although I'm a speaker often on hair removal and also on pain management now, which, by the way, some really good news here in Buffalo, mm-hmm. I'm meeting with the directors of the athletic division for UB and Buff State
yes.
to help with their athletic teams for some of the pain management that we do and, you know, keep the guys and the girls on their game stronger. Just a little side note, very mm-hmm. exciting.
That's good.
So what we normally speak about is people relations, you know, how to share information, because I find worldwide people find that there's this stigma still attached to salesmanship, right? But there isn't. Nobody has to sell anything unless you're going against anything you believe in. Then you're selling for sure. But if you represent anything, because every day we're selling something, right? Every time we meet someone,
we're all salesmen.
But how people perceive it makes all the difference in how receptive they'll be to you. So for me, my message is always, don't sell, just share. Know what you believe in, represent what you enjoy, and share your information. And to me, it's very easy to do. And doing it internationally, I didn't have to learn multitude of languages. I only speak two and some fractions. But I learned to speak English in every language out there. So everybody understands when I speak English a little bit, because I kind of speak the way they might speak, right, mm-hmm. with their accents. So it works for us.
Very good. Let's talk about the aesthetics industry. You've been involved for 25 years. What is the entire gamut of the aesthetics industry and your involvement in this, Lena Kennedy?
What do you mean? I'm not sure I understand.
Well, people may not know what we mean by aesthetics industry.
What
is this all about?
Well, you know, in the beauty industry, you have like the hair industry for, you know, coloring hair, cutting hair. It's, you know, that's the biggest part of the industry. But aesthetics is skincare. And it's finally, you know, it took a long time for aesthetics to gain its own momentum. And it's still challenging here in education in the USA. But aesthetics is really gaining force, because more than ever, more men are trying to take better care of themselves as well, of their skin, of everything about their bodies. So I think it's going to overtake. I mean, everybody has to get their hair cut, you know, all the time, right?
Right.
But I think aesthetics is taking a huge leap forward worldwide. You know, in some countries like in Asia, for instance, they just started waxing barely 5 to maximum 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where we've been waxing for, you know, half a century, right? So they're just getting involved in the beauty industry side of aesthetics, of skin care. So it's a whole new market for us there.
Let's talk a little bit about your credentials in beauty industry, innovations, international development, patents. Let's talk about that.
Well, I come from the school of hard knocks, so I don't know if I ever went to Harvard, what they would give me in return for being their student there, because I've learned so much through so many others over the course of my life, but really over the course of this particular career, 25 years. I'm recognized as the expert in hair removal for using sugar, but not just for the fluff side of the industry, which is, you know, more aesthetically desired. I do a lot of medical hair removal speaking engagements as well. I'm the only person recognized to speak at the medical hair convention here in America. The only person they've ever allowed who's non-medical.
Okay. Right?
And I think because we represent logic, such logic. So it's very easy for me to be the person that I've become, because it's always only about learning and sharing. And I make no bones about it. There may be something I'm unfamiliar with that somebody brings up. I'll absorb and I'll get all the information I need, and then I carry it forward. Right? It's very easy. I am that expert in professional body sugaring, there's no doubt. I think everything else we've done in pain management has also been the same as body sugaring, just like a piece of luck that comes my way. You know, I've helped so many women with fibromyalgia. I have no medical background, but I found a way to be trained by Hungarian arthritis specialists. It's another story, but it worked. And they helped put a training manual for me to come back and here to America and help others to learn how to do these methodologies that will help all joint problems, all, you know, rheumatic conditions. And that turned into helping athletes. So, you know, you go figure. You know, it is what it is, right? I can't explain why, but when I know something, I know it, and I know how to share it. And that's what makes good, solid business.
Well, you also have the drive and the tenacity to make it happen.
Yeah, yeah. I think some people are born with it. So I thank God every day for my strength and as you say, my tenacity. I just do it, you know? You snooze, you lose, right? I must have snoozed that one time, because Just Do It should be my trademark, not Nike's.
Okay. For those who just tuned in, we're learning a great deal from a great motivator, Lena Kennedy, President and Chief Executive Officer of Alexandra Professional, that's headquartered in Amherst, New York. A great success story. If you're listening in Cheektowaga or Montreal or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Also, I'd like to thank those who've called regarding Nick Langworthy, Erie County Republican Chairman, Nancy Murphy, entrepreneur, and Edward Tkowski, who is the head of the Buffalo Bills Alumni Association. A little bit of information regarding Alexandra Professional. The ancient Egyptian hair removal method involving a natural sugar paste never quite made it to the big game because it was never considered very professional. Its technique, passed down from generation to generation, served its purpose as an at-home hair removal option. Let's talk about this, how from this it has evolved to Alexandra Professional today.
Sure. Part of what I would say I'm responsible for is changing the methodology of this ancient technique of hair removal and the formulation. So what we've done and what changed the course of hair removal by coming to our education, what changes the course is that we are the first company to find a way to extract hair in its natural direction. It's always been against the natural direction.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with this methodology and this formulation, it needs to be formulated so that when we do the technique, it allows the sugar paste to seep into the follicles, kind of lubricate it, and allows us to help take that hair out in its natural direction. This is one of the primary basic reasons why our technique is by far the most gentle in the world, period. Because of this methodology, because of the allowance of the formulation to penetrate and lubricate the follicle where the hair sits in, the root part, and then we can ease it out without hair breakage. So the lack of hair breakage also causes the lack of ingrown hairs, which a lot of men and women suffer. Like African men or dark-skinned men suffer ingrown bumps. They call them bumps all over their faces, right? They're painful. They're not just unsightly. They're very painful. We can help eliminate that and reduce a lot of the pigmentation, the hyperpigmentation they get from it. And for women, the worst area for ingrowns is their bikini zone. Like I can tell you with the bazillion people's bikinis I have treated that sometimes I would rather see a woman just gorilla herself out and keep that hair than see some of the severe infected ingrowns I've seen. It's really something to look to see and to have to experience. So this methodology that seeps into the follicle allows us to take the hair out in the natural direction, also allows us to take hair very, very short. You know when you say, oh, I got to get waxed, and then you know people think they got to grow their hair out so long. Well, not with our specialists, because the Alexandra Professional Specialists, or Sugarists, we call them, have all been trained to know how to take hair out that's even shaven a couple of days before. And the reason we can do that is because of our formulation and unique technique.
Now, if someone would like to contact you to learn more about Alexandra Professional, your success, your products, your distribution, how do they contact you or write to you?
Two easiest thing. Go to our website, www.alexandriaprofessional.com, or call 1-800-95-SUGAR, 1-800-957-8427.
Let's talk a little bit about the different roles and positions you've held within this aesthetics industry.
Everything. Everything from inside of our company, and I started off as a practitioner myself. And, you know, the one thing about the beauty industry, it doesn't matter what they're learning, what somebody new is learning. When you finish a class, you have to apply this. You have to practice, right? And a lot of people don't give themselves enough time to practice whatever new skill they're trying to master. When I learned this, there was no education. Mm-hmm. It was just, here you go, and we were slapping it on and taking it off, and it was a horrendous experience. I remember bawling my eyes out there, too, and thinking, oh, my God, you know, I got a little bit of money from the insurance, right, from that car accident. But you got to remember, when I had my car accident, which was the last week of January 1991, January 1st to January 31st, 1991, was the black zone in Ontario, Canada for insurances. That was the no-fault zone. And then they changed it after that, but I fell into that no-fault zone. So I couldn't even sue for this huge accident I had.
Terrible.
And it was really bad. But I used that tiny, tiny little bit of money I got to do this.
Oh, good.
And look where it took me, right?
Very good.
I love the universe. I love life.
I'm sorry we have to come to a close. We've learned so much from a tremendous entrepreneur, self-made businesswoman and executive, Lena Kennedy, President and Chief Executive Officer of Alexandra Professional, headquartered in Williamsville, New York. Special thanks to Jimmy Stiliano and Kevin Carr, Directors of Production. So thank you for enlightening so much about Alexandra Professional, Lena Kennedy. Again, any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you for enlightening us. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.